WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Last month, French President Chirac met in Hanoi with leaders of more than 40 countries where French is spoken. They're all members of an organization called La Francophonie, sort of a French-language Commonwealth of Nations. Linguist Jeff Nunberg happened to be in France while the summit was going on and noted how differently the story was covered in the French and American press.
France spends more than $1 billion a year promoting the use of French around the world. And if you happen to be in France looking at the coverage of the Summit of French-Speaking Nations held in Hanoi a couple of weeks ago, you'd have come away convinced that the money is well spent. The evening news led with footage of President Jacques Chirac surrounded by a gaggle of Vietnamese schoolchildren singing Frère Jacques. And French commentators lost no opportunity to remind everyone about the importance of maintaining the use of French in the world, for the sake not just of the French, but as one commentator put it, for everyone who's concerned about the hegemony of American culture and who refuses to accept that the entire world will wind up in 50 years expressing itself in the thought-deadening mercantile idiom of American English. Not surprisingly, the English-language media gave short shrift to the meetings, and most of the coverage took that amused and condescending tone that the U.S. and British press always assumes whenever the French get on their cultural high horse. One paper headed its article, Adieu Anglais, non, and predicted that the attempt to make French a serious rival of English on the world scene would translate to still another defeat for Boutros Boutros-Ghali, who became the head of La Francophonie after having been denied a second term as United Nations Secretary General last year. It's hard to disagree. Statistics on language use are notoriously unreliable, but even at the most generous estimate, there are only about 100 million native French speakers in the world, which puts it somewhere around 10th or 11th place among world languages. And even if you count all the people who use French as a second language, it only moves up a couple of notches on the list. Even in a former French colony like Vietnam, only around 1 or 2% of the population still speak French, and students favor English over French by a factor of around 30 to 1. Of course, raw numbers aren't everything. As the 13-year-old daughter of a French friend reminded me, French is the only language other than English that's used in countries on all five continents. But that doesn't translate into a decided advantage unless your itinerary happens to include stops in French Guiana, Quebec, Gabon, and Tahiti. And while it's true that French is the language of Molière and Diderot, as its supporters never tire of describing it, it isn't clear why that should make it any more worthy an object of study than the languages of Cervantes, Dante, Schiller, or Pushkin, or while we're at it, than the language of Allen Ginsberg. In fact, when you consider how few real advantages French has going for it as a rival of English, the remarkable thing is how successful the French have been in preserving its special status. For example, French still has a privileged place alongside English as the official language of the European Union, the Olympic Games, and most of the UN organizations. That's partly just an accident of history, of course, but among elites in most of the world, a knowledge of French is still a sign of cultivation, even if it's no longer quite as comme il faut as it used to be. Even here in thought-deadened, mercantile America, speaking French confers at least as much social advantage as dressing Italian or driving German. And come to think of it, Frère Jacques is probably the only song in a language other than English that's known to schoolchildren all over the world. You have to hand it to the French. They've made the case for their language and culture with such passionate self-assurance that it can be hard to tell where the grandiosity leaves off and the genuine grandeur sets in. Cynics may say that the policy of Francophonie is really just aimed at building overseas markets for French products. But while the French are not averse to making a franc here and there, the policy is really motivated by a sense of cultural pride. As President Chirac's representative said, French is a language with a special virtue for translating the state of the human soul. To speak French is to defend a certain vision of civilization. There's no doubt the French are sincere when they talk like this. But that's sort of the problem. When you believe that your language is charged with a sacred mission, it's hard to hear it brutalized in the mouths of all those foreigners. That's one thing you can say in favor of the hegemony of our own language and culture. It may be mercantile and thought-deadening, but so long as everybody speaks English, we don't try to correct their pronunciation.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.